This is the New Blue Review with Benji Shulman.
And we do have with us today, as we always do this time of the week, Rob Hutchinson from Dear South Africa. Rob, how are you doing?
Fantastically well in yourself, Benji.
I'm doing very, very well. Thank you, Rob. So, Rob, tell us, Parliament is in full swing. We have some stuff going on. I see that there's a bit of argument about the NHI. The minister is going off and doing road shows, and people are saying, well, that's not even a real road show. He's just not doing it in his name, not in the department's name. There's a bit of argy-bargy around that. So that's one element. But what else are we seeing in Parliament at the moment that is of interest?
There's quite a bit happening in Parliament now. Parliament is in full swing in the second term. Which is great. It is great. There's a whole lot of bills that have been resurrected. Some new bills that are bringing forward, including a proposal from the National Minimum Wage Commission. Once a year, they deliberate how the National Minimum Wage should be increased or decreased or stay as the same. They've put out a call for comment on. Or they're seeking public input on ideas on how it should be implemented. Once a year, they put out their annual report, which details how the national minimum wage has increased over the years, and so how it's been implemented last year, what changes were brought into effect. And they publish three comments provided by the public, and then they put it out for public comment again and ask the public to comment on the three that have been selected. So this is just a call for that public input, which will lead towards their annual report being published. So it's a great opportunity for the public and businesses and trade unions and so on to get involved and decide how the national minimum wage should be treated from here on. There's a whole lot of other bills that are still in front of Parliament, a total of about 39 bills that are currently open. And interesting enough, about 21 of them are still in front of the President, waiting to be signed into law, into legislation. Other than that, this week's quite interesting. There's a number of things coming up. Once a term, the President is faced with 6 questions from political parties. He's going to have to answer those questions on this Thursday. Some great questions which arise from the MK, the IFP, the DA, the ANC, and the EFF, all around international relations and the economy and so on. Basically, how South Africa is going to be run forward. There is quite a bit of criticism around the way the President answers these questions. Some say it's just a show, and he doesn't really answer them. He kind of beats around the question there, and just talks and doesn't really answer it. So hopefully we'll see a change in that, with the committees monitoring what the President does say and hopefully taking action on that. That's on Thursday. On Wednesday, there's a few ministers coming from the peace and security cluster, which will be interrogated by Parliament, hopefully in the proper way. And they'll also face a whole series of questions from the various members of Parliament and the select committees. I think there's a lot of work to be done in that sector and a lot of questions to be answered as well. So hopefully it'll be a productive session. But other than that, there's a lot of action happening now. Parliament is, as you say, in full swing currently right now, which is great.
We're talking to Rob Hutchinson today from Dear South Africa, finding out what is going on in Parliament. I'm Benji Shulman. This is 101.9 High FM.
This is the New Blue Review with Benji Shulman.
101.9 Chai FM, chatting to Rob Hutchinson as we do every single week. Rob, can we see with all of these bills that are coming before Parliament, obviously ANC's not operating off a majority now since the election, and that that has consequences because the ANC basically was able to do as it liked previously. Eventually, I mean, there would be opposition, but, you know, if it decided it wanted to vote on something like the NHI, for example, it eventually did it. So are we seeing that reduced majority changing how the processes are operating in Parliament at the moment?
Definitely, definitely, Benji, and that's a good thing. Finally, we have a true democracy. Well, it's viewed as a true democracy, with still concerns around collaboration between certain parties to support the ANC, and then give them that majority vote as they used to have in the past. Interesting to note that there's the MK party, which I think we can view as an offshoot of the ANC at this stage, is quite active, more active than we would have thought they were to be. They're putting forward quite a few questions, challenging the president on certain issues, challenging ministers, and so on, which is good. However, I think time will tell how that plays out and where their allegiance falls with regards to the ANC. Will they be pushing against the ANC on policies, or will they be working together with the ANC? But yeah, it's a good time to see that a proper democracy has taken place, with the ANC not holding that over 50% majority at all.
So in the run-up, like for a couple of years, we had those big-ticket items that you and I discussed quite a lot. I'd say probably three of them were maybe the Bella Bill, NHI, the Land Reform Bill. Those are all like big on the agenda table. Do we have a sense with the new administration what might constitute the sort of large issues that we may start to see in a legislative agenda?
Well, you know, those issues that we did discuss, most of them were used by the ANC in their election campaign as vote garnering projects. You know, we've seen a lot of talk still about the NHI. I do believe it's something the ANC will continue to push forward. In fact, we've seen some talk about that going forward. Whether the other parties will oppose it, I think they will. In fact, most of the parties are opposed to it. But I think it's going to create quite a bit of conflict and discussion within Parliament, especially as in terms of financing the scheme. That is a great concern. There is a lot that needs to be done this week. They've talked about infrastructure projects, major infrastructure projects that they want to launch, and there just simply isn't enough money to cover all bases at this stage. However, there is acknowledgement that the NHI won't be immediately rolled out. It'll be rolled out in stages, and that might influence the budget allocation towards that. Obviously, it's going to have to come from an increase in taxes, but that'll also be out for discussion between all the parties. Other than that, the other projects, I think we're facing the same issues, all around to budget constraints, and the expropriation or land bills and so on are still on the table, still sitting in front of the president. So I think it's up to the president. My feeling is that those will go back into the new administration in front of new committees for discussion and for further public input.
Yeah, very, very interesting. So, Rob, if people want to, for example, comment on the on the minimum wage bill, bill report in this particular case, how can they do that, and for everything else?
Oh, it's easy. They can either do it directly with the committees. There are different resources available, or they can go to dsafrica.co.za, where all the information is available, reports on last year's and comparisons and so on. Get the information, have their say, put their name down, comment, and it goes straight through to Parliament immediately.
Absolutely fantastic. Rob, thank you so much for joining us on the show and bringing us to the end of the show for today. Thank you to the whole team who helps put everything together. Craig, who pushes all the big red buttons, Vusi on the sound. And to you, dear listener, who joins us every single week, do join us again next week on the New Blue Review.